Hey there, detectives. Welcome to another episode of Pembroke Investigations. We are nearing the heart of the mystery. This is a serialised audio drama, and as such, you will be better informed by starting at the beginning. So if you haven't listened to the previous episodes yet, we advise you go back and listen to them first. The mystery will still be waiting when you return. If you have listened to the previous episodes, welcome back. And let's recap. Charlie has uncovered dangerous secrets involving the stolen artifact and Jamie's interest in the occult. From a tight-lipped Abby to a frantic mother searching for her son, the pieces are coming together, but not without some close calls for our detective. This time, everything is on the line. Can Charlie uncover the truth before it's too late? Let's find out. Because at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How can I help you?
I'm Charlie Pembroke. I'm investigating a missing boy, Jamie Sinclair.
I've seen the posters around town. I didn't know the boy, but his parents must be so distraught. It's awful. I mean, surprising in this town as well, because, I don't know, Fort Augustus is so peaceful. It's awful.
It is awful. His family are distraught and are just worried about him.
Okay, what can I do to help? Do you think he hired a boat? I could check for you.
As far as I know, he didn't, but I had an experience last night over at Urquhart Castle. Someone had some information about Jamie and they left in a motorboat. I was hoping to track them down.
What? Wow, that sounds crazy.
It was quite a night. Anyway, did anyone rent a boat last night?
If anything, you're lucky it's quiet, because we have 12 boats that are usually rented flat out over the summer, but this time of year we hardly have any business, and only one boat has been rented this week.
Oh, lucky me. That's the first piece of luck I've had so far.
Okay. Give me a minute to check. Right. So, one boat was rented yesterday, pre-booked, a Mr. Noah Thompson, and he's over at the
Tuanamarve Inn.
Do you know him?
I'm staying at the inn. He's the owner.
Hello, Charlie? We haven't met. I'm Maura, Noah's wife. He mentioned you. I hope you're enjoying your stay.
Nice to meet you. I'm enjoying my stay very much. Your inn is beautiful. Great breakfast, too. I was hoping to speak to Noah. Is he in?
Thank you, Charlie. Always good to hear my cooking is appreciated. I'm sure he's in the back. Let me fetch him for you.
Good morning, mate. What can I do for you?
Did you have a good night, Noah?
Yeah, fine. What's this about, mate?
Don't try my patience, Noah. It's been a hell of a night and there's a missing boy and a terrified family. What the hell were you doing last night?
Mate, I've done nothing wrong.
Damn it, Noah. I've had enough. You were at Urquhart Castle last night. You have Jamie and I've had enough. Tell me where he is.
Mate. I was here all night, I swear. I was in the inn all night.
You hired the boat and then used it to get away. Don't lie to me, Noah. What do you take me for?
A boat? I did hire a boat. What are you talking about?
What about it? Where is he, Noah?
Where is who? Mate, you're not making any sense.
What's going on here?
Charlie.
Last night, I got a note to meet someone at Urquhart Castle. Noah gave me his car to get there.
What happened to the car?
Nothing happened to the car. I met someone there and they said they knew where Jamie was. I chased them and they were picked up in a motorboat. The motorboat was hired out by Noah.
Noah?
What? Wait. What?
You hired the only motorboat in that lock last night.
I hired the boat, yeah. But I didn't even use it.
Why did you hire the boat, Noah?
I hired it for you.
For me? Why?
I thought it would be a nice surprise. You used to love going out on the lock at night. Our first date was out there, having a picnic in your dad's rowboat. I thought it would be nice, but...
But?
We had a fight last night. A big one. We spent the night apart.
So you never used the boat?
I never even took it out from Sophie's.
So you were both here last night? For the whole night?
Till this morning. You can check the CCTV if you like. We went nowhere. We were up in the flat the whole night.
Well, most of it. I had to get pillows for a guest. That would have been around 8 p.m. And then I was upstairs for the whole night.
Right. Apologies for the outburst. Yesterday was... disturbing.
It's all right, mate. I get it.
I'd still like to take a look at the CCTV, just to eliminate any suspicion.
I completely understand, mate. Not a problem. Come on through.
Good morning, Brother Charlie. How may I help?
Good morning. I was hoping to speak with Brother Ambrose.
Wait here.
Will do.
Come in. The Abbot would like to speak with you.
Certainly.
Good morning, Mr. Pembroke. How may we help you?
I was hoping to speak with Brother Ambrose and Father Oswald.
You may speak with Brother Ambrose, but our brother, Father Oswald, is away for a few days. What do you need from Brother Ambrose?
I was searching Balestrian House and I found some books and paper matching the journal that was in Jamie's room. I wanted to see if the books were from your library, Abbot. Where is Father Oswald gone?
He has a habit of going walking for several days at a time. Sometimes he is away for a week or more. He finds the solitude of walking through the Highlands helps him get closer to God.
You aren't concerned? You now have two missing people from your abbey.
Father Oswald is not missing, Mr. Pembroke.
Do you know where he is at present?
I do not. What are you suggesting, Mr. Pembroke? I know my brothers, and I know that they have nothing to do with poor Jamie. Father Oswald leaving is not something to be concerned about. He often leaves for periods and will return forthwith. I will take you to Brother Ambrose, Mr. Pembroke.
I understand. I was only concerned for the father's safety. What with Jamie also missing? That's two people from the abbey that have gone.
Of course we care for the well-being of all who stay in our care, but they are two very different cases, Mr. Pembroke, and not at all unusual in the case of Father Oswald. Let us see, Brother Ambrose. Brother Ambrose, might we have a word?
Can I help you, Abbot?
Mr. Pembroke has a few questions about some books.
What do you want, Mr. Pembroke?
I found some of your books, brother.
My books?
Your order's books, at least, brother.
The Conchs unpacks, magic in theory and practice. The Blue Equinox, the Book of Toth, the Book of the Law, Liberal Veligius. These are not ours.
Quite sure, brother? You wouldn't mind if I checked the shelves, would you?
The occult section is restricted, Mr. Pembroke. You cannot enter.
Actually, I can give you access, Mr. Pembroke. Wouldn't want any accusations that we aren't trying to help.
Very well, come with me. Do not touch anything, Mr. Pembroke. The books in this collection are delicate.
Of course, brother.
The Blue Equinox is missing.
One down, brother.
Don't be flippant with me, Mr. Pembroke. This library is my life, and a missing book is not a frivolous thing. Stay silent or leave.
Brother, Mr. Pembroke is our guest. Please extend him every courtesy.
Abbot, books do not go missing here. They are not lost, miscategorized, misplaced, or stolen. In my time here, I have never misplaced any book. It must be here.
I understand. This has no bearing on you, brother. No one is questioning your competence. You are clearly a dedicated librarian and you care deeply. I am here to help you.
We shall see. The Book of Toth, the Book of the Law, both missing. The Conchs on Pax, magic in theory and practice, also missing. Abbot, this is an outrage. I have a key. You have a key. What have you done? Why are these books missing? Mr. Pembroke, where did you find these books?
I found them in that bag inside Ballestin House, under two painted markings of occult symbols. There were also candles, matches, and paper matching the paper I found in Jamie's room with a diagram of the Mort House and Ballestin Cemetery. I had a look at the Mort House, but found nothing.
I have to see the books again. This must be a coincidence. I can't explain this.
Be glad you have them back. I need to speak with the abbot, Brother Ambrose. I'll need to take these books and I'm sorry.
Abbot?
Give him the books, brother.
Can we have a moment, Brother Ambrose? Abbot, this is serious. I have to take these books to the police. I'll also have to report the father missing.
But...
I know this is difficult, Abbot, but we have to consider the idea that the father may be caught up in this. I hope he is away on a short pilgrimage, as he has done before, but we cannot ignore the evidence.
I just cannot... Jamie, and now the father? The books of the occult? What are they doing? I have known these men for years, Mr. Pembroke. I cannot believe that they are involved in... anything to do with this?
They may not be, Abbot. We have to be cautious. Find out what is going on and find these two men. I can help you. I respect what you do here, Abbot. I can help you.
I know, Mr. Pembroke. It's just too much. We are a quiet order. This is beyond me.
That's where I can help. Let me help you. Abbot.
Yes. Do what you must, Mr. Pembroke.
Charlie, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling ahead. Come on in. Let's make this quick before you uncover mysteries in our sleepy town.
Thanks for seeing me, PC Bennett.
Grace, please. Drop the formalities. Think we're past that now?
Grace, of course. Sorry.
I'll get you trained eventually. So, what can I do you for this evening?
As you know, I've been investigating the robbery at the museum, but it's becoming more serious.
Serious? A missing person? An attempted murder? A ransacked room and robbery? How much more serious can it get, Charlie?
Jamie Sinclair is missing.
We've got an open missing persons case on Jamie. No leads yet, but family says it's not unusual for him to disappear for a while. We're on it, though.
He's not the only missing person.
We haven't had any missing persons report filed. Who is it?
Father Oswald from the Abbey. He went missing a few days ago. The abbot claims that he goes away for days, sometimes a week at a time. He walks into the Highlands and takes a spiritual journey.
A spiritual journey? Very on point for a father. Not exactly the best idea with people missing, though. I think the abbot might be a touch concerned.
He doesn't see a connection, and since the father has done this before, he isn't at all concerned. I think he should be.
And why should he be?
There's more. In the abbey, I searched Jamie's room, found a journal with some occult writing and drawings. That led me to Ballaston House. I wanted to check it out. I went into the building.
Do I want to know how you got in?
There's a board, loose. Whoever owns the property might want to fix that.
Was it loose when you arrived?
Anyway, I found more occult symbols on the walls. Same style as Jamie's journal. Underneath, a bag with books, candles, and a map of Ballaston Cemetery pointing straight to the mort house. After that, I heard someone in the building. I chased them, but...
Didn't manage to catch them, huh? You know, Charlie, I'm starting to think this is all one big fitness test for you.
Yeah, my glory days are behind me. Anyway, I went to the mort house the next day. Nothing. And back at the Abbey, I found out that certain books are missing from the library. Only Brother Ambrose and the Abbot have keys.
That's a lot of coincidences. Two missing people, missing books, and a creepy mansion. I'm almost impressed.
It doesn't end there. I was left a note in the hotel to meet someone at Urquhart Castle at 7 p.m. last night. I went, and a man met me who talked about Jamie. Said he was in the Nether and was reaching his enlightenment. Mentioned something about a new age. The same thing Jamie was writing about in his journals and the topic of the books he was researching. I chased the man, but he escaped in a motorboat.
A motorboat? Of course. This all makes perfect sense.
Turns out it was rented by Noah Thompson. Supposed to be a surprise for his wife, but he claims they never used it after an argument.
Your life is very low-budget James Bond.
It's starting to feel that way.
Okay, I'm going to talk to the abbot and Noah, find out what they tell me. See if it matches our events. Not that I don't trust you, Charlie, but, you know.
I get it. You've got to be thorough. I'd do the same.
Thanks, Charlie. Okay, is there anything else? No masked cults in the woods, right?
That's pretty much it, so far.
Okay, I'll catch up with you once I find out more from the abbot and Noah.
Thanks, PC Ben Grace. I appreciate it.
We need to solve this mystery fast, or I swear, this sleepy little village is going to turn into a full-blown Poirot case. You've been here, what, a week? Suddenly we're knee-deep in conspiracies. Why's that, Charlie?
I wish I knew. I'll be at the inn. You have my number. I would appreciate an update, if you can.
Will do, Charlie. Try not to get chased by another motorboat, okay?
I'll stick to the land, Grace. Keep safe.
James Bond. Not even low budget.
Hello?
It's Noah.
Evening, Charlie. An envelope was delivered for you this morning.
An envelope?
Yeah, mate, here you go.
Thanks, Noah.
Any luck with the boat?
Nothing yet. Still trying to find out what happened.
Of course. Any update on the lad, Jamie?
Nothing yet. Hopefully he is with friends and he'll be back soon.
Look, Noah, I'm... pretty tired.
I appreciate your help this morning. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem, mate. Anytime. Have a good night, mate.
Good night, Noah. See you tomorrow. A USB. Just the USB. Let's see what's on it. One video. Let's see. Who is that? Oh no, I need to speak to Anna.
Thanks for listening to Pembroke Investigations. Don't forget to check out www.pembrokeinvestigations.com for all the latest updates, bonus material, and more about the world of Charlie Pembroke from our production company, Ink and Pause. Love the show? You can help us keep it going by supporting us on Patreon as a patron for just £5.50 a month. You'll get early access to episodes, exclusive bonus content, and other exciting perks. Visit www.patreon.com/inkandpause to make a difference to us today. Until next time, keep listening, and remember, the past never stays buried for long.